Hello, everyone. Welcome. This lesson is called Weld with the Breath. And we'll be using the breath to shape movement in the lungs and the ribs from the inside. It works directly with the lungs and with the diaphragm. It involves your imagination. You picture the area in your mind's eye, and at the same time, you take action to move that area. So it's a dialogue between visualizing and kinesthetically sensing. You'll be on your back, then your sides, and briefly at the end, on your belly. So as you're lying there, your legs can be long, or you can have your knees up with your feet standing, whatever is more comfortable. And you can change position throughout the lesson. If you'd rather have, if you're more comfortable having your knees up, please take care of yourself, make sure you don't have any pain. Feel free to switch position. And start by observing how you settle onto your back. It's a little late, but nonetheless, how, in particular, how your breathing settles when you're on your back. Observe the flow of your breathing. The length of the inhalation The length of the exhalation. The rhythm between the inhalation and exhalation. What's the speed of your breathing compared to what it is normally, or do you feel like you're in the agitated fast mode? The slow mode. And where do you experience movement? Where do you experience the movement related to breathing? Forward, to the sides, backward. In this position, you're constrained by the floor. Does that mean you push into the floor, or does that mean that the backward flow of breath is constricted? So we'll begin by tracing the breath before it gets to the lungs. The breath comes in through the nostrils. It crosses over the palate, goes down through the trachea, spreads out to the two sides through the bronchi, and into the lungs. Please bring attention to the upper part of your right lung. So as you're breathing in, imagine that your lung is expanding upward into that area between the clavicle and the shoulder blades up into the very top smallest circle of ribs up there, almost as if you're breathing into your neck. And imagine that you're pushing the air almost like a fist up into that area so that the breath is lengthening the lung upward into that narrow top. If you have an image of the lungs, it narrows up at the top. So you're imagining that the top of that lung is getting bigger, it's getting higher up, it's also getting rounder front and back. So as you breathe in, push the breath into that right upper quadrant to increase the volume of air there. You're hollowing out that area, lengthening that area. Changing, using the lungs to shape the ribs from the inside, welding with the breath. All right, now imagine the shape of the lungs narrow up there in the top, and then they widen out as you get to the bottom of the ribs, that fanning out of the ribs. So imagine now the lower part of the right lung elongating downward, and imagine now that you're welding with the breath, you're pushing the breath downward into the lowest part of that right lung, lengthening the lung like you've got a baseball glove pushing down there, widening the lung, lengthening the lung, giving the air, spreading the air, filling out that space at the bottom of the right ribs. And then do both at the same time. So you're pushing the air upward, lengthening the lung upward, at the same time as you're pushing the air downward, lengthening the lung downward. So you're really expanding the right lung within the ribs, up into the neck, behind the clavicle, forward and backward, lengthening. At the same time as the shoulder and down into the bottom of the ribs on the right side. And then take a rest. Can you feel the difference as you're resting there of what that little imagination thing did? How you're lying against the floor? Please now straighten your right leg and bring your left knee up so that your left foot is standing and your right leg is out straight. Push with the left foot against the floor to bring more weight onto the right side, and in particular, more weight onto the back of your right shoulder. So you're going to be pushing with that left foot you're going to be lifting the left side of your pelvis in order to get weight onto your right shoulder blade, if that makes any sense. Your right leg is long, your left knee is up, you're pushing with the left foot to try to press the right shoulder blade into the floor and see if you can settle yourself there. So you feel the pressure on your right shoulder blade. And imagine now that you're expanding the lung on the right side so that the lung is pressing your shoulder blade into the floor. Be sure that you're not adding extra breath to hyperventilate. You're just doing normal breath. So it's just a normal breath, but you're using that breath to gently push against the right ribs behind you there, the right ribs pushing the shoulder blade into the floor, welding with the breath against the ribs. And you can use your foot to change where you press so that you use your foot to press further, that you get higher up on that shoulder blade, or you let it down a little bit, you can press into the lower part. It's almost like you could trace your shoulder blade because of how you're pressing with that left foot. You're partly using your visual attention to do this, your visual imagination, and you're partly actually doing something. How's that coming there? Everybody got that? Left pelvis up in the air. And then when you feel like you've explored that to your satisfaction, please lengthen your legs and rest. I'll take a cue from you when I see everybody's legs long. Okay. Compare your two sides. Compare the two sides of the ribs. Compare the two sides of your breathing. Compare the two sides of your face. And your arms. We love the rests in Feldenkrais. It gives the brain and the mind a chance to integrate the new information. We'll do the same thing on the other side. So you can have your legs long or standing, whatever is comfortable. We'll do the whole sequence. Starting with breathing into the upper area of your left lung. So you're using your breath to push upward and round behind that left clavicle, between the clavicle and the shoulder blade, lengthening the lungs, elongating the ribs there. And I like to think of this because the top rib is almost in your neck, to really imagine that that lung reaches up pretty high up there, hollowing out that space with your breath. Imagine a baseball glove, that nice soft leather, very gently lengthening your lung up there. And then bringing your mind back down through the middle to the lower part of your lung on the left side. And using your breath to lengthen and widen that lung downward. The left lung only has two lobes. The right lung has three lobes. The left lung only has two lobes, so that it leaves room for the heart and for part of the stomach. So now try welding with the breath, both upward and downward at the same time. So you're filling the lung with air upward and downward. You're lengthening the lung on the left side, which expands those, which pushes into the ribs, expands the ribs there on the left side. How is this side compared to the other one? Easier, harder? Are you more comfortable breathing on the left or the right? Okay, straighten your left leg and have your right foot standing. Push with your right foot to bring more weight onto your left side. So you bring more weight onto your left side, and in particular, right into that area of your left shoulder blade. And see if you can stay there with the weight on your left shoulder blade, settle yourself, and weld your breath into that back upper part of your left lung. It's almost as if your breath could move your ribs, and it can almost expand your shoulder blade to the side. You can move your right foot around to try to trace the outline of the shoulder blade and push into a different spot there on your shoulder blade. And again, how is the left side compared to the right side? All right, lengthen your legs, lengthen your arms, take another rest. At the bottom of the lungs, you have the diaphragm. It attaches to the lower ribs, some to the lumbar spine, and it's in a vault shape. So the vault goes upward. So when you breathe in, you're pushing your diaphragm downward. And when you breathe out, you're allowing this flexible sheath of diaphragm to relax back upward into that vault shape again. So as you're imagining this welding with the breath, you can also be imagining the way the breath is pushing the diaphragm. Please notice the area where your clavicles have that little notch in the middle. In fact, bring your attention to your clavicles. You can use your fingers to feel those collarbones there up at the top of your chest, how they cross from the shoulder to the middle. And then in the middle, there's a notch between the two clavicles. And if you run your fingers down from that notch, that's going to be your sternum, also called breastbone. And your ribs attach to the sternum through with cartilage. So that attachment between the ribs and the sternum is quite flexible. You've got a lot of flexibility there between the ribs and the sternum, and also then a lot of flexibility in the intercostal area between the ribs. So bring your attention to the motion in the sternum as you breathe. Notice how the sternum moves with the breath. Does it move upward? Does it move outward? Does it move a combination of upward and outward? That is on the in-breath. And does it move on the out-breath? Emphasize the forward and upward motion of the sternum so that you're increasing the volume. You're increasing the volume of the inside of your chest cavity. You're increasing the volume of the lungs by exaggerating the motion of the sternum upward and outward. So you're lifting the sternum from the inside with your breath. If you tend to arch your back when you do that, a couple of times do that intentionally. So as you lift the sternum, also arch your back. And then try to avoid doing that. Instead of arching your back, try to increase the volume between the sternum and the spine. So your sternum is still moving upward and outward. You're welding your lungs forward and upward. And you're imagining the volume in there increasing. It's pretty tricky to try to visualize and feel inner volume, the distance between the sternum and the spine, with those ribs encompassing all around, thinking from the inside rather than from the outside. Please now put your knees up and your feet standing, both of them, with your knees bent. And what we're going to be aiming for is the upper ribs in the spot, like directly behind that sternum. So just a little bit, lift your pelvis, or if that's onerous, just tilt your pelvis. You want your feet are on the ground. If it's onerous to have the pelvis lifted, just tilt it and aim to be pressing the spot in your back that's below the shoulder. Maybe it's like between the shoulder blades. And use your breath to weld your lungs backward there and fill out that space. And it's like you're expanding the ribs in the back as you're doing that. So your pelvis is either tilted or a little bit up. So you're trying to have your weight on your back between your shoulder blades and maybe a little lower down. That's the idea. It doesn't matter what the position of the pelvis is. It's really so that you could just access that spot in your back so you can press the air into that spot. And then when you feel like you've had enough of that, you can go ahead and rest again. The name of this lesson, Weld with the Breath, is a direct translation of the word that Moshe Feldenkrais used in Hebrew. He used the word welding, like with iron welding. And it just means as if you're using air to weld the lungs to the ribs, against the ribs, using your breath as a welder to shape your ribs. Notice as you're lying there how your breath is settling after these few experiments. If anything has changed in where you feel the movement of breath, or anything has changed in the sensation of your ribs and your back. And let yourself ease into the floor here. Take a mental rest. Let everything go. Avoid any hard work of any kind, mental or physical. In Feldenkrais, we don't necessarily do anything that's physically difficult, but it is asking the mind to focus. to have a really nice, clear focus, visual and kinesthetic. Now we're going to find the floating ribs. So those floating ribs are the lowest ribs you've got, and they curve up in the front, so that you're not going to be able to find them in the front. Use your fingers on your sides and in your back to find the lowest possible ribs. That 12th rib doesn't even come around the side. It stops on the side. The 11th goes a little further, but I don't know, it was a surprise to me to find that my ribs practically met my pelvis. If you tilt a little to the sides, they may be easier to find. All right, so now we're gonna aim at those floating ribs. Please bend your left knee and bring the left leg to standing. The right can be long. Interlace your fingers and place your hands behind your head so you're supporting your head. And take your head up from the floor, even just a teeny bit, just a teeny bit. So you're just trying to create a direction. You're giving your mind a direction, and you're pushing with your left foot. So you push with your left foot, you've got your head up a little bit, and you're pressing those lower right floating ribs into the ground. So we were working up by the shoulder blades before, and now we're asking you to weld with the breath into those lower right, the lowest right ribs. So if you can stay there with the extra weight on your right side and press those lower right floating ribs into the floor. See what you have to do to position yourself to feel those ribs. You know, and of course, use your hands and your foot to help you get into a good position. And then you weld with that breath. Because they're unattached in the front, we've got a lot of mobility in those floating ribs in the back. And by making small changes with your head and your foot, you can feel these ribs. So you emphasize the breath like a hand inside, pressing the ribs. Maybe a little higher up, a little lower down. And I'll take a cue from you when you're done with that. You know, please explore as long as you like and listen to yourself if you've done enough. And we'll do the same thing on the other side. So you bring your right knee up with your left leg long, interlace your fingers, place your clasped hands behind your head. If you want to, you can interlace your fingers non-habitually. And then go ahead, lift your head a little bit, push with your right foot, bringing your weight onto those lower left floating ribs. And using your hands, do my favorite word, twizzy around there, moving your head and pushing with your foot to get the feel of those left floating ribs. And you're using your breath to expand that area, to expand the lungs into the ribs, to give the ribs more space, opening that space, welding with the breath down into those left lower floating ribs. When you've explored that to your satisfaction, please put your arms down at your sides, lengthen your legs, have a rest. And feel if that has evened out the two sides. Are you feeling expansion in your breathing, more backwards, more forwards, more to the sides? Take a moment to just very gently, maybe in the range of an inch, rock your head, roll your head teeny bit side to side, just to make sure that you haven't accumulated any unnecessary effort in your jaw or your neck. Use that rocking to let go any unnecessary muscular effort. What an amazing thing, breathing. Who thought that up? This exchange with the world blows my mind. Cut that from the recording. Still, appreciation for breath is always a nice thing. So the next thing we're going to do is explore lying on the side. So you need a little more rest? Raise your hand if you want a little more rest. All right, bring your left leg to standing. Your right leg is long. Put your right arm straight up above your head on the floor, not in the air. Your right arm is on the floor because you're about to push with your left leg to roll over onto your right side so that your head will end up on your right arm. And you're lying there on your left side. Leave that left leg up, or we can put it up later. And just immediately, what's it like to be in this position? You push with your left leg, so you're lying on your right side. What happens in this position? What happens to your breathing? The constraint has changed. Your back is free, but your side is now constrained. Take it easy. How much of your side is touching the floor? Your underarm, your waist. Observe your inhalation and exhalation all along your left side, the side that's up in the air. Does your shoulder move with that breath? Very often in this position, the shoulder will ride up and down. Is there any forward movement of the shoulder as you breathe? How about your back? Does freeing your back enable breath into the back? So using your left leg, press the ribs on your right side into the floor. Use the air to expand that right side, pressing into the floor, and especially in your upper, in your upper arm, the underarm area. How often do you get to feel the ribs and the lungs in your underarm? And you can emphasize any part of that side that you like with your breath by welding the breath, like pushing the breath in different areas. You can move around there. Observe the breathing, especially up by the collarbones. Very often many of us have a habit of not having any movement up there at all. And if you want to get even more of a sense of pressing into the right side, take your left hand, bring it over your head, around the top of your head to hold your right ear. Grab your right ear from over the top of your head, and then you can use that left hand to lift your head off the floor. That'll give you more of pressing into the floor. It's your left hand over your, the left hand goes over your head and it grabs your head from the top. It doesn't matter if it's your ear, and you lift your head with your left hand and see if that gives you some more options there of pressing into your right side. My teacher, Elizabeth Barringer, found this position particularly satisfying and nourishing. When you've had enough of that, go ahead and rest on your back again. Feel the difference between the two sides. And then please bend your right leg, bring your right foot to standing, reach your left arm on the floor over your head, and then pushing with your right foot, roll yourself over onto your left side, and be aware on this side what the difference is on this side. What happens here? It takes a few breaths for your breathing to settle when you're in a new situation. So observe how the left side contacts the floor, and how the right side becomes more active in the breathing. Observe the shoulder, if there's any movement in the shoulder, and if that's any different on this side than the other side. When the shoulders aren't held stiff, they're affected by the expansion of the lungs, and they'll move up and down. if this isn't happening, there could be some kind of issue with that shoulder. So you've got your right knee bent now. And oh, wait, is that wrong? I've gotten myself mixed up. Yeah, right knee is bent. So you can push, use that foot and that knee to push into different areas on your left side, up under the armpit, up and down the side of the ribs. So you're using your breath to fill out the different areas on that left side. If you like, you can take your right hand, bring it over your head, grab the top of your head and bring that off the floor. That's nice. And use the combination of the foot and the arm to very gently invite your breathing into different areas there on your left side. Be curious about welding the breath in different places, that especially places that would be unfamiliar to you there. And be aware that the right side of your ribs is, those ribs are coming together on the right side and separating on the left. You're breathing into wherever pleases you there. I see some of you are already letting go, so everybody can lengthen your arms, take a rest on your back. Noticing the flow of breathing, the inhalation and the exhalation, where your breath is now. Your awareness of your lungs, maybe your diaphragm. Are you breathing? Where are you breathing? Which direction are your lungs welding when you're just at rest here? Is there any pleasure in breathing? Please roll over. So you're lying on your belly. And just see what it takes to adjust to being there. Take your time here. It could be a bit of discomfort. So see if you can make yourself comfortable here and how long it takes to be able to let go of discomfort, to be able to feel at least relatively comfortable on your belly. Notice that the The forward movement of breathing is restricted. Observe what's happening in your back. And where do you sense movement in your back? Can you feel anything in your low back? And then even more, does your breathing tilt your pelvis at all? And that will depend upon your floating ribs, on the movement of whether your floating ribs of course, you've got that no ribs place in the front. How about your shoulder blades? Is there any movement of the shoulder blades when you breathe on your belly? Sense the distance between the inner edge of your shoulder blades and your spine. And see if that distance changes as you breathe in and out. Maybe exaggerate. Take a bigger breath. See if you can amplify the movement of the shoulder blades. That would be in moving away from and toward the spine. If you need to adjust, if there's anything uncomfortable, please make adjustments. What if you turn your head to the other side? You chose which side to have your head. Maybe some of you chose the middle. But if you turn your head to the other side, does that tell you why you chose the side you chose? With whichever, turn your head to whichever side you like. And bring the opposite arm down by your side and the knee on the same side. Bring that up a little bit so that you've got your, where your nose is facing, you've got your hand is kind of close to your face there. Your knee is up on that side and the other side has got your arm down. And see if in this position, you can feel the way the, I can't say left or right side, but the way the side with the arm down presses more into the ground, and do a little welding. You can exaggerate that slight pressure on that side of your front side and do a little welding of the breath into that front side, into the under the arms, in front of the ribs there, in the upper quadrant. Pushing from the inside. And as you do that, feel the changing contact. Another way to feel this welding is to feel how the ribs press into the floor. You can feel the ribs from the inside because the lungs are welding against those ribs. And you can also feel it from the outside. The world gives you, the floor giving you some feedback there. So, let's see, whichever that arm that you've got down by your side, put that under your head. Have your cheek lying on that arm. And that will give you a little bit even more. You can push with the arm that's in front of your face, and you can press with the arm that's in front of your face a little more into the front side of that side that's got the arm under your head. Yeah. But you're not totally on your side. Aim for the place that's not quite front and not quite side, that kind of diagonal part of your chest. Who would have thought that you could access that with your breath? And then go ahead and switch so that you're in the same position on the other side. You've got the opposite knee up. And if you can, have the arm that's not the direction you're facing, if you can have that on up under your head, if that's comfortable, otherwise have it down by your side. And then see if you can press on this side into that front side, that diagonal. Use your breath to press, and you can control how high up. You can use the hand that's in front of your face to push a little bit and to shift positions to different places there on the front. And then when you've had enough of that, lie on your belly again and just see if it's made any difference in your breathing there, and how your front side contacts the floor. On how the breath fills your back. On whether there's any movement in your pelvis. And then go ahead and turn over and lie on your back. Settle nicely there. Observe how your breathing settles. That change from belly to back. Has there been any shift from the beginning of the lesson in how you're lying? How about any shift in how you're breathing? Notice the length of the inhale. Length of the exhale. the rhythm between the inhale and the exhale. Notice the movement of the sternum in relation to the spine. In other words, the volume of breath between the front and the back. Notice the feeling of length of the two sides of your ribs. And how you observe the breath on the sides. And whether you feel any pressure of the breath backward into your back. Whether there's anything that you're holding on to in your neck, in your low back, that you can let go. And then staying aware of your breath and how it changes as you do this, whether you hold your breath or what you do, please come up to sitting. Just find a comfortable sitting position. And notice that you're unencumbered in all directions here. And how that feels. That your breathing is unencumbered in all directions. Notice especially the way the breath works the distance between the sternum and the spine. If you can picture the whole rib basket, and its amazing capacity actually for flexibility. Breathing tests that, tests the capacity of those little intercostals and the cartilages to be easy and go with the breath. And taking your time, staying aware of breathing, what happens as you come to standing? Be especially aware if you start holding your breath. How can you come to standing without holding your breath? And then in standing, how is breathing in standing? Does that change from sitting? Don't worry about it if you want to stay sitting. Take care of yourself. And there in standing, shift your weight forward and back a couple of times, your heels, your toes. And then leave your weight back on your heels and breathe. How do you breathe in this position? It's amazing that this shift in position really, you have to make adjustments. And then bring your weight onto the forward part of your feet and see how in this position, how that affects your breathing. Of course, your whole spine, your pelvis, the whole way you hold yourself in gravity here in these two positions is different. So any of these subtle changes is going to change what happens with the breath. And then come back to the middle. And then please, over the course of a day, observe yourself in breathing. Are you holding your breath? Do you restrict your breathing when you're in specific positions? Some people have a habit in new situations of just automatically stopping the breath. So all this is very easy to change just by, guess what? Awareness. Being aware of your breath. So there we have it. Weld with the breath. That's the end of the lesson. As Moshe says, shalom.
Thank you, Deidre.
You're welcome, Jackie.